And that was a brilliant way to start off the show, Stella Maris by Cooks But We're Chefs, which brings us on to the topic of today's conversation, where we happen to have a member of the group with us today. Welcome back to the Hip Hop Stop on DCFM. I'm Connor.
I'm Adam.
I'm Rob.
I'm Daniel.
Hello.
So would you like to explain who you are, Dan?
I'm Daniel. I play drums for the band Cooks But We're Chefs. The song you just heard there.
We were hoping to get like one of the rappers on it. We didn't. Yeah. We just kind of picked Dan last.
Set up for me.
There's like what 90 is. We kind of prioritized and like yeah, you were
I'm,
the only
I'm,
one.
Yeah, I'm 1/9 of the band. Yeah, so that's
such
not so
a
bad.
Mean way to phrase. Yeah, we're not one of the rappers, but we'll set up for you.
That's fair enough.
Well,
yeah,
no, he's just like kind of. He was kind of last choice. We got Dan on, so
yeah. I know all about the band. That was fine. I'm the most knowledgeable one.
You were the only one committed to student radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Dan, you're a Pats man yourself, aren't you?
No, I support Shelburne.
No.
No, I am in Drumcondra, yeah.
Jeez, we'll see an action replay after this.
And you're in Drumcondra at the moment?
No, I'm on a year out. Yeah. So I don't actually know if I'm still a student, but I'm on a year out, so I don't know.
Well, see, there's people listening who like take that stuff seriously, and students, like, you have to be a student to be in the studio, so that's
you have
great.
To be a member of MPS. Oh, yeah. You paid your four.
I mean, I am a member, yeah.
You did join MPS.
Yeah, I did, yeah, I did.
You did join MPS, so it's okay, it's okay.
But moving on to why we're here, so we want to have a little bit of a chat because you guys are doing, I'd say you're doing quite well at the moment. Like, I think the songs are all sick, like, so
thank you.
I thought it'd be nice to kind of have a little bit of a chat with some Irish artists, considering that's the kind of focus that we've had this year.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Thank you very much for joining us
in the studio
today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me in.
No problem. I think Adam had, you were prepping questions all day long. So
I wouldn't really be a fan of Cooks Right Now. So, well, I suppose we can start with the Sports Day EP, okay? So do you want to talk about that? Like how that came about? It's your first EP?
We recorded in a place called Grouse Lodge during summer. I think it was last July. And we lived down there for 4 days. And we kind of just lived with each other and made music every day. It was probably it was a very nice experience, like a holiday. And then you wake up at 10 in the morning and you just played music the whole day.
That's one thing that I find with you is like on Instagram and stuff, you seem to just have a good buzz like all the time.
Yeah,
like
I don't know what it is, yeah. It's 9 people and we just have a really nice time together. Like, we were playing a gig on Saturday and we were in a big boardroom, was our green room, and we somehow just had a great time out of it. It's that sort of...
Yeah, and how do you like kind of go about recording? Like, would you... Like, is it kind of like live? Do you all like play the tunes together, or how would you go about it?
For recording Sports Day, it was generally the rhythm section would go in first, so me, Luke, the piano player, Mal, the guitar player, and Dougie, the bass player, would go in and record like the bare bones of the track. And then later on, the brass would come in and do their stuff in the evening. And then at night, we'd have the vocals come in. So we had a good little schedule, good system.
And Grouse Lodge is what it was called. Yeah,
yeah.
What was it like? Is it like a house?
Yeah, it's in Westmead. It's run by the Dunning family. We're good friends with the daughter. Her name's Lizzie Dunning. And we played her party, her 21st party in this mad country house place. And then part of our pay was to get into Grouse Lodge.
That's amazing. So do you do 21st? Do you want to advertise if you do 21st?
Yeah, we do actually. We played a few 21st. Yeah.
Actually? Yeah. That's amazing. My birthday's in April, but I'm not having it.
No, we'll get it. We'll get, don't worry.
Yeah, we wouldn't go to that anyway. Yeah.
So so are you kind of just there? Do you drink? Do you just having the crack? Like, describe it. Like, what's it kind of?
It was just a living. It was a holiday where you got to play music, really. That's what I describe it as.
And is that kind of something that you will definitely do again if you are making another EP? Is that the way you want to do it?
That's the way we'd like to do it. The next thing we'll record is an album probably during the summer. Because there's a big break between doing Sports Day and doing the first two songs, Tough Frank and Sunshine. I think there's a year break. So we don't want another break like that again.
And you recorded it where you went in the summer?
Yeah, Sports Day, yeah.
That's weird. That's taken a while to come out. You released Tembe's Road early enough, didn't you?
Tembe Road was the first song. Well, the first kind of... version of Tembe Road. Wait, the single from Sports Day? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Stella Maris was the first single.
No,
from
but
Sports
you
Day.
Released Tembe Road like before on a music video. That was a while ago.
Oh, yeah, that was before Sunshine. That was before Tough Frank as well. So it's kind of the earliest version of Tembe Road. And then the real version is on Sports Day. Yeah.
I suppose it's nearly good though to leave your music to kind of stew a while because rather than just rush it out, because you want to be able to go back to it in, say, 6 months and then be happy enough with it then to say I can release it. That's how you know if you still want to make any changes.
I think so, because Tembe Road was completely revamped from what it is on YouTube. There's a version on YouTube that's very bare bones, and then we just had a complete do-over of Tembe Road, so it's a different song now, but
And how do you feel like about Sports Day, looking back at like Sunshine and your other songs, like how do you feel about Sports Day? Do you feel like there's like been an evolving kind of with
the... Yeah, I think it's a perfect progression of what Sunshine and Tough Frank were. Well, it still keeps that kind of the same sound, but it's kind of revamped a little bit. More Matembe and more. We have, of course, the addition of Schieffer as well, who's the vocalist.
100%.
Yeah.
Another question kind of I was intrigued to ask was just about how you actually go about writing the songs, because there's so many of you. How does that actually come about? Are you just all like jamming in a room and then it kind of...
weird. It's I think I kind of check out when we're doing it. I don't really know what happens, but Luke is the piano player. He usually comes up with a lot of chords and then we'd arrange it, and I don't really know. Me, Dougie and Luke and Mal would come up. It's the same sort of rhythm section sort of thing. We'd come up with the arrangement or whatever, and then the brass lads just do their melodies and stuff. And I don't know, it's a very group effort. Like, it's not a taxing thing.
But like, obviously you're the most important thing.
You said it, not me.
From that though, it's quite interesting though that it is such a large group of you. Like,
it
not
is.
But for like one music. Yeah. But like, I think that is a really kind of unique dynamic, and I think that would probably lead to a lot of really good creative insights. Mm. But at the same time, has there ever been much kind of creative conflict, considering that you have to kind of convince your idea to 8 other people?
Not really. I think we're all kind of lenient. If you don't like this idea, like, that's fine. That's okay. And yeah, it's just loads of different influences as well, which is...
You want to end up like should be anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's no rift as of yet, yeah. One part takes Cooks and the other part takes Chefs. The spin-off series, yeah. But no, so far, like, it hasn't been really like a conflict or anything. It's good. We all get on so well, so...
I suppose you're doing well then. Like,
yeah, there's nothing to fight over anyway.
And that's definitely comes true on stage. Like, there's this chemistry between you on stage. And like I first saw you in the Pavilion Bar in Trinity, which was...
You were at that gig.
I was at that gig. Was that one of your early gigs? Like, it must have been super early.
That was our second gig, maybe, yeah.
And I remember going to see that. And I was at that. And just kind of, you could already see that there was chemistry and kind of like... There was immediately, like, there was just... I remember in Pavilion Bar, I don't know how many people actually went to see us. I don't know, but I just remember, because I think I was there with two of the lads, and I remember just the whole Pavilion Bar, everybody was up dancing, like, after a few minutes. And that's kind of, like, that's kind of because of the chemistry and stuff that you have, and I think it...
It's weird. It's not really something that we think about. It kind of just, from the first few gigs, we just started... You don't want to just go to a gig and just stand there.
100%.
And it's nice to have everybody dancing and doing these, like, yeah.
And do you want to talk about how it feels now compared to, like, I mean, seeing you at the Pavilion Bar, for example, when it was such, there wasn't that many people kind of, like, there. Maybe there was, but I just remember, like, in such a small venue, and then seeing Button Factory a couple of months later where it was packed, and then even Electric Picnic then, when I saw you on the Friday of Electric Picnic. Like, how does that feel, like, the difference in the crowd over really such a short space of time?
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter between big gigs or small gigs, because we've put in the same effort to each gig, whether it's Electric Picnic or the Pavilion. But I don't know, it doesn't feel any different. Well, to me, anyway. Maybe there's someone who's out in front, but I'm just in the back who just played the drums. So.
Was there any gig in particular that was kind of your favourite?
You mentioned the Electric Picnic gigs. We did three gigs over the weekend, probably the first one, Trailer Park, was great.
That's the one I was at, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
And we did
so good.
Forbidden Fruit as well. That was an unbelievable gig. I don't really know what happened at Forbidden Fruit. We weren't expecting that many people. But the tent was full for some reason.
Trailer Park was really amazing to see. And it's just, that's you've played a few songs. You would have played a few songs from Sports Day maybe at that, would you have?
Yeah, generally for the past year, we've been playing songs from Sports Day.
Yeah, because that's the thing. When I listened to it, I recognised maybe three. I don't know. I recognised two of the songs for sure. Do you know what I mean? And kind of talk about like how you pick covers as well. Like, do you kind of go, oh, yeah, I like that tune, and you just see if you can make one?
Covers are a funny thing because it's not your music. Like, so you kind of need to do something different with it.
Yeah, and that's something that I find important with a cover. Like, I mean... You hear some covers and it's basically just trying to copy the song, but you have a very, like, it because it's jazz as well, it's kind of a jazz version. It's, you know, particularly you do, like, Inspector Norris when you used to do that.
Yeah,
kind of dance tunes. You did Venga Boys and stuff, but with jazz, with the jazz style to it, you definitely do your own take on it.
Well, obviously, you've seen it, like, people respond more to the house tracks that we do. And even if you're just taking a house track and just playing it with a full band already, it's different. But we kind of throw in things like Vengabus as a kind of dance break, and then we have we do a cover of Show Me Love as well, which is Maggo with the Boys that we've turned into.
Yeah, which is amazing. I wanted to talk about that as well. I wanted to talk about that as well. have you heard Maggo with the Boys? We can actually, I'll tell you what, we'll play a song and we'll talk about that after.
I think something that Ireland definitely needs more of, it's Sunshine here on DCU FM. There was the 2018 hit Sunshine by Cooks But We're Chefs here on DCU FM. So I'm just kind of wondering, what would you guys say is your... Because before the show started, I made a reference to Anderson .Paak saying that the kind of funky vibes remind me a little bit of that. And in terms of, like, I don't know, tone or whatever, I also kind of get a bit of a Reggie Snow vibe. I don't know if you guys picked it up at all. That might just be me. But I'm just like, do you guys have any specific kind of influences?
It's funny you should say that, because only last night we're trying to make a... You know, the artists kind of have a Spotify playlist sort of thing. Yeah, we're trying to make one, so we all put in five songs. And we kind of looked and we were like, this is so different. None of us had... I think I don't really listen to the same sort of music as the lads, because I gave my music to Jesse, the lead singer, and he's like, this is completely different to mine, because his was more like dancey sort of house music. But I think, in general, there's crossover between house, a lot of hip-hop as well, and maybe jazz as well. Yeah.
Fair. I definitely see all of that.
Yeah.
The songs, yeah.
The house is... Yeah. Just because...
I think the house provides the atmosphere, probably.
It suits it.
When you go to a house gig, everyone's dancing, and that's what you want. Like.
Yeah, because I feel like, definitely, like, the kind of... To me, I see the hip-hop come through, obviously, the kind of lyrical content stuff, the jazz and the beats more so. And I'd say, in terms of, like, the whole really kind of upbeat vibe, and I'd say probably, again, atmosphere for when you guys are doing, like, a live performance, that's where the kind of dance vibe probably comes into it. So, like, I think that's a really nice mix of... genres. It seems to work anyway for the music.
Anderson .Paak, that's a nice... I haven't heard that one before.
Frame that.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah, he's a great drummer, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no,
great.
But like, it does, the sort of house thing does suit you, because do you remember the keyboard bit in Don't You Forget?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got it as well, but that kind of reminded me kind of like 90s dance.
Yeah, it's
music.
Very 90s.
But it suited it though. It suited for the beat and all. I just thought that was really good. It was like different... Yeah.
That's conscious as well, I think. Because Schieffer's vocals on that is very kind of 90s house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the classic. It's the house piano.
Yeah.
We have a little joke that all our songs have house piano and a disco beat. That's what people want, though. So
hey, if you got a brand,
yeah,
it's working for you. Like.
Not all our songs. Not all our songs. Some of them. But maybe on Sports Day, some like... I think that shows all our influences, maybe, on that one comes true.
Yeah, because like you kind of... There's four songs on the EP, but at the same time, it's like, while you can tell they're all from the same artist in the same EP because they have that kind of vibe, they're still like different enough that like you can kind of see where different people come through. Like, for example, like I remember when I was listening to the songs, one thing that strikes me about Cooks But We're Chefs is because there's nine of you, you're not like using a mixer thing to make a beat completely artificially. It's like you guys play your instruments for the beats, which I love, but like on different songs you notice some more, and like in different areas and stuff. So like that's something that I really like about the music itself. Like but do you ever kind of decide, I'm gonna, like, my instrument's gonna take a bit more of a lead on this beat, my instrument's gonna do that, or is it just kind of like it flows however it flows?
It's the same with writing songs. I don't know, everyone just seems to find their own kind of sonic space within the song. I don't know how it happens. Nobody really talks about it, but everyone's kind of like, I'm going to let you do your bit here. I'm going to let the drums take over, whatever. It's a nice thing. I don't know. I don't know.
Fair enough,
I don't know why. Sometimes you can hear more things.
Yeah, sometimes music just works, I suppose.
Yeah. It's nice, though. It's nice.
No, but you were mentioning just about playing Forbidden Fruit with a full tent. Like, I know you said that you sit there and play the drums, but like, even for you, do you feel the pressure of the tent being full, like you kind of have to perform, or do you just take it as another gig?
Maybe in other bands, Cooks is a funny thing where there's nine of us on stage, and you don't really feel the pressure from the audience. But with other bands, where there's like four years or five years, it's kind of like everyone's.
Yeah, I suppose that's where the 90 is does
yeah
help,
yeah,
because it's more, so you feel more at ease.
Strength in numbers.
Like, yeah, it's funny. Exactly. Yeah, it's funny when you go on. It's not pressure. It's like it's flipped. It's more like, let's just enjoy it. Let's put on a nice show for everyone. There's nine of us, so we're able to kind of project the vibe, maybe.
Nice mentality to have anyway, right? Kind of like let yourself be built up by stress of being like, Christ, no, like we've done this well now, we really need to perform, rather than like the point of music, which is just go out, have a good time, enjoy the performance itself. So
we're on stage, it's kind of, we're all looking at each other like laughing and dancing. It's funny. I don't know. It's harder for a rapper who's just him and a DJ.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder. But when there is safety numbers, I suppose. Yeah. It's mad.
I mean, that was kind of my next question. Do you have anything else to
say? Adam, would you like to actually speak into your mic?
Oh, sorry, am I not speaking into the mic? I apologize, I was just listening.
You're about a mile away.
Yeah, I guess actually with the 90s, and because you were saying that there's no kind of difficulty kind of like making music and that it all kind of just works, like how did it actually come about that you actually ended up being in like Cooks for Chefs? Because obviously yous are all like really musically talented at what yous do, and like were some of the cooks kind of really good friends, or did it all just come about?
It all started, I wasn't in the first kind of part of the band, part one of the band, I wasn't in it.
Phase two.
Yeah, was there seven in the band before I came in, and they were all in Mount Temple, and they did a, I don't know the full story, but they did a talent show in Mount Temple, basically. And there's an old drummer called Mario Bowden. He's my predecessor. He's my mentor. He taught me everything I know. And there was a bass player called Owen Brannock as well. And him and Dougie played bass. I don't know if they played bass at the same time, but I think Dougie's on synths at that time. But then Mario and Owen left. And then I came in because they needed a drummer. I was friends with Luke, the piano player, because he lived around the corner from me. And then
Luke O'Dwyer, big up.
Another Shaz fan. And then I joined, and then we got Mitembe joined after me, and then Dan, the saxophone player, and then Schieffer's the most recent one. So it's just kind of expanded. I think we're done now. I don't think there's going to be any more members.
Johnny the triangle player.
Yeah. I definitely don't think you can fit 10 people in here. Whatever, 9, but 10 is too much.
Just all around one microphone.
That's how the band came to be.
And like straight away, did you just kind of feel like, okay, I'm into this? Like, was it straight away? Like, did you just kind of?
Yeah, I started playing when I was in sixth year. When we were in sixth year, me and you, and it was completely different to any other type of music I'd played before, because I was more into punk and rock music. And then I started playing this sort of music, and I was like, this is nice. People actually dance at the gigs instead of mosh pitting or whatever. But yeah, that's how I do enjoy. Yeah.
And in terms of at the gigs, just back to what we were saying about the gigs, do you have any particular favourite song that you like playing live?
I've always enjoyed MAGA. I think
MAGA with the boys. I'm trying to segue back into.
We've moved away from it at the moment. We haven't played it in ages.
I've noticed that. You've played at Electric Picnic, I'm pretty sure, though, didn't you? You did play at Electric Picnic, I feel.
Yeah.
But
the Heineken stage we did, yeah.
Talk about that song to me. Like, talk about how that came about. Because, I mean, that's going back to, like, playing dancey music and then you just put your own take on it. Like, it sounded like to me when I heard it that it just kind of came up with it on the spot.
I think it was around the time when we were in Magaluf. We were trying to organize a practice. I think so. I don't know. We were trying to organize a practice and I was like, I can't have a MAGA with the boys. And I think that's where it came from.
Kind of a slag.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It is kind of a commentary on Magaluf. But it was a bit weird because there's eight lads on stage shouting like MAGA with the boys. So we're like, this is a bit much.
How did it feel like when you played it live and just the vibe it got? Like, because I remember seeing it in the Button Factory and there was mosh pits. I was like...
Yeah, the video of it is incredible. People really love... singing about MAGA with the boys for some reason. I don't know why.
I suppose maybe if they've been to MAGA.
Yeah, it resonates with people.
Yeah, they can relate to it.
I don't know. Well, it is a banger. I love it.
You've got Dougie on the synth, I believe, isn't it?
On the synth bass.
Right, well, do you want to play another tune?
Yeah, so this is one that like particularly stood out to me when I was listening to the album earlier. It's a bit of a longer one as well, which I kind of like because, I don't know, there's something about like current music at the moment, like I think Kanye even said on like the Kids See Ghosts album, it's like, oh, a song only has to be like 2.5-3 minutes. To me, I love when you get a bit of a longer one, you get to get in a bit more, enjoy it. So here's a nice lovely Tembe Road on DCU FM. Some lovely little vocals there to end out Tembe Road here on DCU FM. So, yeah, we were talking about that, and you said there was a little bit of a story behind.
Yeah, that song's named after Mitembe. It's called Tembe Road. But, Mitembe's a great guy. He has no problem just going up to people and making connections and going up to different musicians and stuff in Dublin and making connections, because he's originally from Kerry. And one time, this is before he's in the band, he was up in Dublin and he's around Howth where Dougie lives, and he saw Dougie had his bass on his back, and he just went up to Dougie and was like, oh man, like what instrument is that? Are you in a band? He played music, and they just made a connection. Yeah, that was it. And Dougie and Mutembe just made beats, and then Mutembe was in the band. Dougie just asked him.
Well, I respect that. That's
he's
a great,
he's just
right
a great
there,
man. Yeah. Like you've met Mutembe.
Yeah, I've met Mutembe, and he's a lovely man.
He's just kind of a bundle of just joy. He's great.
And that's how he just
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do it, isn't it? I mean,
if you want to get somewhere, you got to make connections. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's
and
great,
why
man.
Is the song called Tembe's Road? Is there a particular reason behind that?
No, it's his name, Tembe.
But is there
where'd the road come from?
Yeah,
oh, I don't know.
Is road
I don't know. Dougie named that. Maybe it was the road that they met on. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's just he runs the streets.
Yeah. Thanks for playing it, though. It's a long song. Yeah.
I'm quite a fan of that song there. I was like, and the vocals on the outro, it's like a bit of a subtle touch, but it's just a really nice touch to just like not just end the song, fade that out with a nice little...
Yeah, that's Shifra. Really like that. She's got a great voice. She's actually studies jazz and... Or in St. Pat's in the other campus, the better campus.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the radio studio.
That's true, that is true, yeah.
Has that changed the dynamic at all, adding her in?
No, if anything, she's probably the best member of the band. She's lifted it. Yeah, it's even better, I think. It's nice, she's so talented. It's nice to have such a great singer in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I'll think about backup singing, maybe.
What? Me? Not a chance. Just yelling to the mic.
You do a bit of that sometimes, though. Not in Cooks for Chefs, but we have heard Chris.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Well, seeing as it's kind of getting towards the latter half of the interview, I kind of had a little idea, and I kind of regret not asking Fish this as well, because, you know, it'd be a good way to get to know Curran, okay? No, don't get nervous. But I got the, are you familiar with the Inside the Actor's Studio questions?
I'm not. Is that like Vogue 73 questions?
No, so it's kind of like that, except it's a few questions, and it's kind of, they're good questions, and they kind of help you get to know somebody.
Nothing
controversial. I thought it'd be a funny question.
I like it.
Yeah, and I just thought it would be a cool idea, like, towards the end. I mean, who knows? We'll see how it works. So, I mean, there's 10 questions, and you can answer them whatever you like. So we're going to start off with, I should have really asked Fish these too.
You definitely should have. Do you want some nice background music?
Ooh.
Is there any background music you like in particular?
Ooh, maybe, the background of a Cook song. Ooh, a nice chill.
Background of a Cook. Do we have an instrumental version of a Cook song? I don't think we
do.
You
can play Tough Frank. Tough Frank's instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. This is going to get nice and jazzy now. Right, so this is Into the Mind of Daniel Kearns.
Ooh, okay. I like the speech.
Right, okay, very nice. So Daniel, oh my god, this is nice. What is your favourite word, Daniel?
Otter.
Otter?
Yeah.
Is that actually what your favourite
word? I'm just going to answer off the top of my head.
Otter, and why? Would you have any reason why?
I like the two T's in the middle. Okay. I think it looks great. Aesthetically, it's a great word.
Okay, we're going to up it as the beat rises. What's your least favourite word? Try not to curse, I mean, although, there is a question coming up rather than that one.
My least favourite word.
Adam Dunn.
Bye. B-Y-E.
I thought you got controversial for a second.
No. Just like goodbye.
Oh my god, yeah, that could have got really
goodbye. Controversial. It's not great.
So what, like, how would you say goodbye to somebody? Like, if you're...
No, I'll say it. Like, I'll reluctantly say it, but I think how it looks.
So would you prefer a nice talk to you?
Huh?
Would you prefer a nice talk to you? Like,
yeah, see you.
See you, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. Okay. We've gone on to what turns you on. Now that's not, it doesn't have to be in a weird way, that just means
what gets you excited, what makes you driven.
It's actually what turns you on creatively, spiritually and emotionally. It's supposed to be the proper question.
So if you'd like to read out the full question then,
no, but it actually, that's what the question is. I just took them down quickly, so
okay. Creatively,
spiritually or emotionally, it doesn't have to be three different answers.
I don't know. Can I come back to that one? I'll need
you
to think
want to
about
come
that
back
moment.
To that one? Okay, yeah. Very nice. And what turns you off is the other one.
Creatively.
Spiritually and emotionally, or just what turns you off? Yeah, go. Inside the Actor's Studio questions.
Like, sure, if I'm working in a group, like, surely just a bad vibe would turn me off.
Negativity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's coming up next? What sound or noise do you love? Ooh. Now, you're obviously a musician, so you should have a good answer to this.
I like the sound of like a guitar string.
Any like just guitar strumming string. Kind of. Just
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
And what sound or noise do you hate?
A whistle.
A whistle.
Like a referee's whistle.
What's your favourite curse word? Now, Connor, we have to go to Connor to see if that's allowed.
Obviously,
we can't say the big ones. But
I have one.
Can you like spell it out? Spell it out.
It's damn.
Okay, that's fine. You can say that.
That'd be your favourite Kendrick Lamar album too.
No,
that was the next question.
Good Kid, Mad City is my favourite.
Oh, yo.
Fantastic, cool. Yeah. So, what profession other than your own would you like to possibly try if you weren't a musician?
Long distance runner.
Long distance runner.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Tell you what, it's hard.
Yeah, I'd say so. I like running, so.
Is there any profession that you would not like to do?
I'll come back to that one at the end. I'll think about that.
Well, I mean, there's one more, and if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I don't particularly like that one. That's like Gay Byrne, Meaning of the Life, he used to ask that.
Say hello. That would be a good
definitely not
good
goodbye. You wouldn't want to hear him say goodbye.
What turns me on creatively?
Otter is what you don't have to say.
Yeah. turns me on creatively. Maybe just the opposite, like a
good vibes.
Nice people, yeah. I think that's a huge thing when you're making something, when you're making art or whatever.
And what profession would you not like to try? The music isn't as chill as I expected. I thought it'd be like,
it's not the whole way true.
That's why it's quick fire. The music's making you go.
I'd hate to work in sort of office.
In an office, just 9 to 5 kind of thing.
Cramped.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the Inside the Actors Studio question.
They're a good question.
Inside the Minds, yeah.
And that also leads me on. You actually mentioned it. I was going to just talk about kind of your favorite actual artists, your actual favorite musicians, like outside of that.
Artists.
Your influences and stuff like that. So, I mean, a favorite album of yours, would you be able to name one? Off the top of your head? It doesn't have to be of all time. It could be just something that you're liking right now.
Yeah, I don't have an all time one. Right now, listen to a guy called Sunkill Moon.
He's got an
album called Benji. It's very good. He's kind of folky. Like his 50. You'd actually know him. Is he in Freaks and Geeks? His name's Mark Kozelek. Is he
the guy, the nerd in Freaks and Geeks?
No, maybe it's not Freaks and Geeks. I don't know. But he's great. He makes kind of sad.
If you
sad
don't know, Freaks and Geeks
music.
Is a TV show.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. He makes kind of sad acoustic music. It's very good. Yeah.
And a favourite artist of yours as well, perhaps?
The drummers would probably
see those ones are a hard question.
Yeah, they're rotten questions.
It's off the top of my head.
Normally we do a top three when we ask this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Williams, I'd say. He's a jazz drummer from the 60s, 70s. He's my favourite drummer. He's great.
What's your favourite movie?
Wait, no, just because the hip hop stuff, do you have a favourite hip hop artist?
Yeah.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Fair. That was quick on the answer. I respect that. More normal people need a bit of time to think. I respect that.
Yeah, his new album's great. I really like his production style and everything. I like Mike as well. You know Mike? He's kind
Mike
of it's kind of
made it.
No, it's just Mike is his name. he's kinda like Earl Sweatshirt, but even darker, and his production's real grimy and stuff. He's great. I've listened to Slow Tie as well. I like Slow Tie. His new album's very good. It's not new anymore. But yeah, it's a good album. It's a good album.
And is that the song coming to a close?
The
favourite movie, I was more just kind of joking.
Oh,
I mean,
fair
you
enough.
Don't have to quiz him on
everything. Song is already on its second loop, 25 seconds in. Yeah, maybe let's, as we leave the actor's studio.
Well, very nice. I mean, that got to know you. Otter is your favourite word. I would have never thought that.
Otter. You need to say it like that.
They're quite cool animals, too.
They look great.
Yeah.
I love
they're
how
just
it
having
looks.
A great old vibe, yeah.
And
what's your favourite animal, then?
A dog.
A dog, of course.
It's not. That's not very good, is it?
No,
there's so
it's
many
a
animals.
One, but
dogs are great. I love dogs. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your dog?
No. She hates me.
What are you doing?
No, I just wanted to get to know Daniel. That's all.
Fair, yeah. But we left the actor's studio.
Oh, we've left the actor's studio.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, I suppose. The next one, we get Fish on, we're going to have to, if we get Fish on again, we'll have to do that shoot music,
yeah.
And we'll have to do Inside the Actor Studio with
Fish. We'll get instrumentals going for everyone.
If it could be Tough Frank every single time.
Yeah, that is the plan now.
That's going to be our, like, bedding for the entire show from now on. It'll just loop over and over.
Yeah.
During the quiz, no more Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's just Tough Frank.
Yeah, that'll make it much less tense.
Yeah, yeah.
Much less.
Well, do you have any more questions for Kieran's Woods?
I actually have one.
No, I was tempted to do the quiz this week, but I think we'll leave it this week because it's nice just been having a chat.
The quiz
will be back next week.
I've got a question, if that's all
right. Yeah. Don't have to ask permission.
No. So we were talking about the band just doing kind of different genres of music. Is there any genre you would like to see how you do in it? Or at the same time, like if there is any at all, but is there any this type of music that would is there any type of music that you'd like to see for the band to try out, see if you can get anywhere with it?
Yeah, I would, because I myself listen to a lot of kind of heavily affected guitars and stuff, that sort of music, noise rock.
Yeah.
But I'd like Cooks to get more kind of into different effects and more synths, because we have a lot of synth power in the band, like a lot of keyboards, but we don't tend to use them that much because they're expensive and they tend to go missing at gigs.
Do you think that's a possibility now that you could go?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think if we had a week to record, we could just bring all our heavy synth gear. And I'd love to do an album where there's not live drums, where it's kind of more electronic album as well.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool. And then live, we can play it with live music. Yeah. That's what I'd like to do.
Brilliant. And do you have any idea when your album will come out, or is that just...
Oh, probably... We haven't recorded it yet. We have a lot of songs that can be recorded. Well, we'll record it during the summer and then see what happens. It took us a long time to get 4 songs out, so...
And any gigs soon?
We're doing Trinity Ball.
Oh, you said
yeah. I don't know what date that is. It's this month sometime.
Who cares? It's Trinity. It's
not Oh, sorry.
Don't go to it.
We're doing a ball. and then festivals and stuff. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Good buzz.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Kearns, it was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on today. Is there anything specifically that you'd like to plug?
The band is called Cooksbutter Chefs.
And I suppose you can follow them on Instagram @cooksbutterchefs with full stops in between the words. You can also follow us on Instagram @DCUHipHopStop, and we're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube now as well, the Hip Hop Stop.
Are we on YouTube?
We are on YouTube now. Nice little graphic product.
I'm not subscribed.
Like, comment, and subscribe. I've always wanted to say that. But again, thank you very much for coming on the show. It was an absolute pleasure. Make sure to go stream Sports Day on Spotify. I forgot the name of the streaming service there. We'll be back next Tuesday from 2:00, and Action Replay is next. Worry about the daily test, dog set, got him dressed in a Sunday.